All right, so on the line here we have Zebedee Parks. Zebedee is a refugee rights activist in Sydney and also is a regular writer for our, affiliated publication, Green Left Weekly. Good morning, Zeb.
Morning, Jacob.
All right, we also have Felix on the line here.
G'day.
All right, so basically, I guess wanted to first question I want to ask you is you've been involved in the campaign to stop the deportation of Saeed. And I guess what we want to know is kind of like, what's happening right now and, what is the status at this point?
Well, right now, there's still people out at Villawood that have been maintaining a constant presence. They've done that all night. We've done it since he was moved to Sydney, or since we found out that he was in Villawood from Friday of last week, so it's been pretty much almost a week of a continuous presence that's outside Villawood's three entrances that we have been working to stop them. They have been involved now in, I guess, initiating and supporting, and other people have been involved in organising other national actions, such as an occupation of the Immigration Department in Melbourne yesterday that people did for a few hours, or on Wednesday, actually. So I guess that's one thing we've definitely been doing. We've been doing social media call-outs, so people have been doing sort of Free Saeed and Save Saeed better petitions, and generally working to build up the pressure on the government, and we're preparing for an airport action if it comes to that, but also hoping that we can build up enough pressure that the government and Peter Dutton will actually review his case.
And so what is what can you tell us about kind of the legal status of his case at this point?
So Saeed came to Australia in 2012. He came on the same boat as his brother. Both came from Iraq. Both came from a religious minority from Iraq. And Saeed had his application in. It was denied, but he was not told he had the right to appeal. He doesn't speak English. And when he tried to appeal later, he was denied that right to appeal. So we're wanting him to be able to have that right to appeal. His brother was accepted, and he was not, despite having apparently very similar or identical applications.
Felix, you have a question?
Oh, well, I just think that it's good to agitate for this sort of stuff and to make it known about exactly what's going on with these processes. So, yeah, not a particular question, but, good, we support you.
Yeah, I guess the next kind of question I wanted to sort of ask is, in terms of like, where the movement is at, I actually kind of feel like, just a bit of a comment quickly, that the fact that he has been transported to Villawood from, he went from Broadmeadows to Villawood is actually kind of like, shows the kind of strength of the movement in trying to delay this deportation, because I think if there was no opposition, he probably would have been deported already at this point. And so I guess what I see is happening is basically Dutton and the government are trying to delay this as much as possible, so activists will eventually get fatigued and then there'll be less resistance once when push comes to shove. And is there kind of like a plan, to start, because I remember deportation actions have been stopped before, and there was one notable example where refugee activists mobilised in the airport to basically leaflet the passengers where the refugee who was being deported was being boarded on. And is that kind of stuff being planned at this point for this campaign?
Yes, in the case of Saeed's case, we have mass phone trees ready to go out and leaflets ready to hand out at the airport, urging people to take a stand on the flight if he is put on it. We're hoping it doesn't come to that point, but yes, we are preparing for that. I guess we are seeing every single day that we stop them as potentially another day closer to Saeed being allowed to stay in Australia.
So do you, I guess what do you have any final words? Like, I guess how can people in Melbourne support this campaign and across Australia, because this is a program that is listened to by people across not just Victoria but outside Victoria.
Well, there's a number of things happening. There's an online petition going around urging Qantas and other airlines if they to not fly with Saeed on them. There's also people doing photo free seed photo petitions, which are really good. There's also Palm Sunday coming up on April the 9th. So if people want to be involved in that, that would be great. And to help build that, it's just a few things people can do.
Yep. All right. Sounds great, Zeb. So thanks for the short interview we did with you to give us an update on what's happening with SAEED and Villawood.
Thank you.
Thank you.